You and Grant for breakfast.
It's a Launceston Coast 963 Triple M. Yesterday, I was talking all about the article that was on the front page of the paper. A men's shed had gone up in flames, and as a result, I was talking about something from my childhood where our chimney had caught on fire. Now, I thought it was a great idea to get the commander of the MFS locally, Mark Searsing, into the studio. He joins me this morning. Mark, g'day.
Good morning,
Mark. It's winter. We want to stay warm. There are things that are inherently dangerous in us staying warm. And I wanted to talk to you about what we need to do around the home to I suppose, be as safe as possible.
Yeah, well, that's right. You and they are dangerous, but we can certainly make them safe. And there's numerous things that we can do regarding our home heating during winter. You were just talking about how you had a chimney or a flue fire back in your earlier days. And a way we can prevent that from happening is to make sure that we don't burn pine or timber that is still wet. Mm-hmm. Make sure our firewood has been well dried and seasoned. And always get our chimney or flue swept out on a regular basis.
That's something that you've got to do on a yearly basis, isn't it?
You should do. Yeah. Yes, that's right. And and I think there's still some chimney sweeps around the place.
Yes, I called one recently, actually, from my place. It's if you do have an issue where you find that you do have a flue fire, I mean, obviously you've got to give you guys a call and go help.
Yep, that's right. And if it's a combustion heater, just close the door at the front, get out of the house, and of course, give us a call, and we'll. The way we generally tackle those sort of fires is we'll put up our aerial appliance or a ladder and get up on the roof, and we'll slowly put some water down through the flue to put it out, and try not to make a mess down inside your house.
Mark, there's other things when it comes to heating. There are some people around that would still have presumably open fires, and we need to make sure our open fires are covered.
Exactly. Don't load them up with too much wood. During the burning of the timber, one of the logs to misplace, like happened yesterday.
Wow.
How it was reported yesterday in the paper, and roll forward. Mm. And we always we recommend that if you do have an open fire, that you should have a full size fire screen in front of the fire to stop those sparks and embers that tend to jump out and spark out.
Now, from fires, I move to dryers. Dryers are a big problem. And so, from that point of view, are putting clothes in front of fires. We need to be mindful of what we're doing when we're doing that sort of thing in the home as well.
We do. We do. Look, if we're going to... I know it's hard to get your clothes dry out on the line during winter. Not all of us have got an electric clothes dryer, so we tend to put our clothes on a clothes rack and put them in front of the fire. So we recommend that rack is at least 2 metres back from the fire itself. And always be mindful if you've got pets and children around, because they can quite easily knock that clothes dryer over and come in contact with the fire and have some disastrous effects.
And talking about things that keep us warm, electric blankets are also an issue.
Electric blankets are great. Everyone loves getting into a warm bed. electric blankets, don't hang on to it. If you've got a really old one, don't hang on to it.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it and get a new one. They're not that dear. Electric blankets, when we put them away for summer, we tend to fold them like a rug or a sheet, and that, because they got wires inside of them, that continuous opening and closing when we're folding them, that's going to weaken the wires. So they're not an item that lasts forever. Don't leave them on continuously. Good, turn them on when you're home. Make sure that you're home when you've turned them on. And then when you go to bed, turn them off again. Don't leave them on all the time. You know, we come across fires as a result of electric blankets because they've been left on the whole time. The quilt's put over the top, there's clothes and that piled on top, and just the heat build-up eventually ignites everything.
Mm. Now, Mark, for anybody who'd like any information, you guys have got a great website.
We have. You can go to the MFS website, and there are multiple fire safety tips across a whole heap of subjects there.
Mate, it is always good to have you in the studio. Thank you very much for coming in and having a chat with us today.
Thank you. Everyone, keep warm.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.